coming up next is our special musical tribute to Greek composer Yannis Markopoulos. We started off our special musical tribute today with a song performed by Lizetta Nicolaou titled Vike o Ilios, composed by renowned Greek composer Yannis Markopoulos. Markopoulos, born on March 18, 1939, in the city of Heraklio in the island of Crete, is one of Greece's most legendary living musicians and composers. Having been influenced by Byzantine hymns he heard from the church that was opposite his family's home growing up, as well as by the traditional music of Crete, the sound of landmines being detonated in the countryside followed following World War II and the sound of the sea, which he grew up next to, Markopoulos began lessons in music theory as a child, joined the local conservatory, played in a municipal band in his hometown, and at the age of 18, began his studies in music at the Athens Conservatory. At the age of 24, Markopoulos was awarded the Music Prize of the Thessaloniki International Film Festival for composing the music for the film Young Aphrodites. When a military dictatorship took power in Greece in 1967, Markopoulos left for London, where he met composers such as Yanni Christou and Yannis Xenakis, who further influenced Markopoulos' music. He also made a name for himself in London through his participation in many performances, including being commissioned to write the music for Shakespeare's The Tempest, which was performed by the National Theatre Company, and for compositions of his which were performed at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Having returned to Athens in 1969, Markopoulos became a beloved figure amongst students and intellectuals, despite frequent harassment from the military authorities. In 1976, after the fall of the military junta, he performed the popular liturgy The Free Besieged, based on a poem by Leonisi Solomos, in a Panathenian stadium in Athens, a performance which was presented again 3 years later in London. In 1977, Markopoulos composed the music for the BBC television series Who Pays the Ferryman, which became extremely popular in Britain. Throughout this entire period, Markopoulos performed in concerts all across the world as well, in the United States, Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam, Canada, Australia, and elsewhere. Following his marriage and the birth of his daughter in the early 1980s, Markopoulos sought a quieter life, but he returned to active performances later in the 80s and continued into the 1990s when he composed one of his most important works, The Liturgy of Orpheus. His performances continue to this day, and in all, he has released dozens of albums and live recordings. We will hear some more of Markopoulos' compositions now, continuing our musical tribute here on the Alagos Radio.
Μέσα σε μια ώρα βάσταξε σαν δάκρυτη μάνα Παναγιά. Πόσα βολιά σπήρανε γέμουσε μια ώρα και σε μαρμάρωσανε στην ξερολιθιά. Μέσα στα ερυπία στέκει σαν αηδό κατά μεσήμερο και θρηνολογεί. Κάλεσε το χάροτα σε κρυφόν αγώνα, πες και στη χαροντίσα να σε λυπηθεί. Σε μακρύ τραπέζι θα έρθουν να καθίσουμε μάνες και παιδιά. Μέρα αναστάσιμη κι ο λαός θα παίζει τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη λευτεριά, τα πολλά τραγούδια του για τη ελευθερία.
Αντώνη μου το ρινάκι σου πάει για τέρι μια χαρά, κι ας είναι αλήθωρο λιγάκι κι ας βαριά ακούει μια σταλιά. Αν πάρεις άλλη να χυχούει, ό,τι της λένε να τα ακούει και να τα βλέπει όλα γύρω. Σε βλέπω Αντώνη μου, ζω το χείρο. Στο λέω εγώ, η λεημονιά που κάνα χίλια φροξενιά. Στο λέω εγώ, η λεημονιά που κάνα χίλια φροξενιά. Ξέγαινα η τζάμπα, παιδιά να κάνετε γραμμή. Αν πάρεις άλλη να χιχούει, ό,τι της λένε να τα ακούει και να τα βλέπει όλα γύρω. Σε βλέπω Αντώνη μου, ζω το χείρο. Στο λέω εγώ, κάνα χίλια προξενιά. Στο λέω εγώ, η λεημονιά που κάνα χίλια προξενιά.
We just heard Vicky Moskoyou with «Η Proxenitra» here on the Galagos Radio, composed by Yannis Markopoulos. And before that, Nikos Xylouris with «Posa Chronia Disekta», another composition by Yannis Markopoulos to continue our special musical tribute. Today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close, but the Galagos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place, with the Galagos interview series featuring an interview with scholar and writer James Petras, who will speak to us about the political developments in Greece, about the long history of political subjugation of Greece toward foreign powers, and about how the current Syriza government compares or doesn't compare to left-wing governments that Petras has advised in the past in Latin America and elsewhere. This interview is coming up next week here on the Galagos Radio. We will wrap up today's broadcast with one final song, an instrumental composition by Yannis Markopoulos titled «Η Thalassa», or «The Sea». Thank you for joining us once again today, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.